there is this wonderful concerto for rock band and symphony orchestra that John Lord has written, and it was lost actually for a couple of years, as far as I know the story, and it got kind of rediscovered, or not really rediscovered, but a guy in Australia, if I'm right, you know, I don't want to say something wrong, but it's kind of the story that a couple of years ago I read about this story. Some guy, and I think it was in Australia, kind of reconstructed it, I guess from the recordings or from some sketches or so, because seemingly the material somehow was lost. It was performed about 30 years ago in London in the Albert Hall, together with Deep Purple themselves, mm-hmm. playing with the either LSO or LPO. And it's great. There is a recording of that. It's a great piece. I like it very much. And it has been recently performed by a rock band in Australia with an orchestra there. So it has been reconstructed. It was lost. It has been reconstructed. So, you know, I'm looking for different opportunities. And I mean, when I was in Scotland, we did a lot of education and family concerts and so. I'm just always very keen on doing something either the right way and kind of doing it full on, or I'm just a little bit this kind of personality, maybe a little bit radical, but I'm always like either do it as good as possible full on or not do it at all.
What a novel idea. Let's do it as well as we can or forget about
it. Yeah, it's a little bit yeah, but I'm really, you know, I'm really thinking like that, and so I think in the next couple of months, and so I mean, Janet and I, we're working great together. I mean, we really have fun talking to each other and you know, throwing ideas at each other, and that's a fantastic work atmosphere. And I think we will come up with concepts that we both kind of really support, and we both really think are you know, very worthy to try.
Well, just tossing stuff around is where half the good stuff comes from anyway.
It starts from, you know, you sit somewhere and you just throw things at each other, basically.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I know. Well, we were sitting, 2 hours yesterday?
And
over coffee and just like blah, 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 you know.
But it's very interesting how things, suddenly somebody says something and the other one is like, hey, that's a good idea, you know, why don't we, and, you know, then elaborates on it. So, It's really good if you get along well, and we are kind of, you know, also the same age group and have similar interests. It really helps to kind of juggle ideas around. And
yeah, and something we've talked about, and also in partnership with Vadim, is promoting composers, but also composers as the artists.
It's a little bit like in Mozart's or Beethoven's time. The composer is there either to play his own music or to play something else, but his own music will be played, so that the people really see there is this living performer on stage, you know, this living soloist, and the piece they just heard, or the piece they're just about to hear, is written by that very, you know, that very person they see live on stage. I think, you know, that's, and we want to do this, you know, at least once per season, to have something like that, so that I think that really gives the audience this idea of a composer is not some, you know, stuffy guy sitting in his room like looking crazily either madly at the computer or, you know, or
a madman,
you know,
chained
pencil
to a forte
exactly,
piano.
Exactly. but you know, so, and I also respect this very much, because the separation nowadays sometimes into composers and performers, that's not good, I think. Well, I say separation nowadays into composer performance. We're talking here about the classical music world and avant-garde music. I mean, in the pop world or so, I mean, you know, they all play their own compositions. And in the jazz world, you know, I mean, you know, they might cover some things, but in general, they are playing what they've written themselves. And that was the same. I mean, Beethoven performed his own piano concertos, and Mozart played his own stuff, even conducted his own operas and so. So I want to give that feeling a little bit back to the classical music world of having a performer and a composer in one person really there.
You did that a couple of years ago with Conrad Tau.
We did do it once a couple of years ago with Conrad, where we commissioned him to write his own piano concerto.
Oh yeah,
basically, And that, I think audiences love that.
Yeah. Of course, you want to see the composer suffer with his own piece.
Exactly. You write it, now you play.
Exactly.
Like, why
exactly.
did I write this?
Exactly.
What was I thinking?